Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. Matthew chapter 8. And when he was entered the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship itself was covered with water, but he was asleep. Anybody ever felt like he was asleep? His disciples came to him and they awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to perish." He said unto them, "Why are you fearful, O ye little faith?" Then he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Oh, shah. I want to preach today on this title. I think it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Father, we love you today. Your spirit has saturated this house, these wonderful people. God, you know, I have a right arm, left arm, but feel like some of my left arm's gone today. But there's a purpose for all things. We don't understand at the moment, but there'll be a day so many say, "I'm going to ask." I don't even have no questions if I make it. I'm not going to sit there and ask you a million questions. I'm just going to thank you we've made it. Father, I ask you to comfort this church and support us with your strength and spirit and give us the word to guide us in your holy name. And somebody shout amen and praise him. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? God bless you. Thank you for your kindness. You can be seated. Every one of us today here face challenges in life. But we got to understand, even though that we're challenged, it does not mean that Jesus is not listening or he has not left us. The reason some are sitting in the distraught look in their face, they're weak within the knowledge of God. Hosea 4:6 tells me in you church that my people, they're destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt no precede me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. That is what causes so many's reaction to adversities, is when you don't understand, God is where you are no matter. Whatever you're going through, he's with us right now. No matter what we feel, what we see, understand, he's with us right now. Matthew 8 says, look at this. Jesus had entered with them in the ship. How many remembered the day that the Lord entered your life? He said, "I will never leave you or never forsake you." Saint of God, he's never, never left us. Oh, as they were on the sea, there rose a great storm. The ship itself was covered, the Bible said. How many today feel that a storm challenges and events have overcome and seem like it has shadowed your life? But oh, you may be in a place right now today. You're covered by a storm. The Bible said they go at that moment in the midst of the storm. Aren't you glad that you know where to go to? I said, aren't you glad when things are taken and things are destroyed and things are defeated in your life? Aren't you glad that we know where to go to when our hearts are hurting, our spirits are weary? Aren't you glad that we know he can fill the house? He can fill the house with his spirit. He can fill the house with his anointing. And we know that he's here today. I'm telling somebody, no matter what's in your world, you can go to Jesus. No matter what you're battling, you can go to Jesus. Don't give up. Don't sit down. Don't turn around. You can go to Jesus. Somebody ought to get a hold of him today. The storm may be in, but there's a God that's in the middle of the storm, and he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. See how many? He said, I'll never leave you. As they were all out on the ship, there arose a storm. Anybody ever having a good week and all of a sudden a storm comes? A storm comes. A storm comes. The ship was covered. It was in a bad place. Somebody shout, a bad place. The storm had taken over the ship, overtaken the ship. And the field ever felt like today that your life has been overtaken. You may be in a place right now. They go get Jesus, assuming that the storm is going to take our life. It is so bad, the storm is going to take our life. You better wake up. You better hear me. You're going to be in a place one day that you're going to feel like the storm's overtaking me. The news is going to devastate you. Some of you ain't been there yet, I can tell it. But there's going to be a day that the news is going to devastate you. And that's what it's going to determine where your knowledge is at. That's where you're going to determine who you know and don't know. That's where you're going to determine if I go to church or if I stay home. But I got news for you. Those that know the word of God will know that no matter if the storm comes in, you know where you can go. You know when the news is bad. You know when the load gets heavy. You know when the battle gets rough. You know without a shadow of a doubt, I know who I can go to. I know it may be overcoming my home, my family, my life. It may be overcoming our country, but I do know that who's with us. Somebody ought to magnify him today. We know who's with us. What's his name? Come on, somebody. Get your heaviness off of you. We know he's with us. We may have lost, but I'm telling you, we're going to gain today. Woo! Shalom, young day. Jesus, I feel him. They go to Jesus, assuming, man, this is it. The storm's going to take us. And fear the disciples. Go to him and wake him up. Lord, save us. Has anybody asked him lately, Lord, save us? Lord, save us. Some of you mama, some of you, are you asleep? I said, Lord, save us. Has anybody felt an attack coming on? You feel like the enemy's plotting to set up the attack. My God, I feel him. Has anybody been in that position the last few days or weeks? Oh, I feel like something's coming. I don't know where, but I feel like an attack. But has anybody stopped right where you were and say, hey, Jesus, you're going to have to save us from this. Come on. You got to save us from this. You got to save us from this attack. You got to save us from this darkness. You got to save us from this storm. God, only you can work it out. That's been my prayer lately. Only you, Jesus, can work it out. I can't change it. I don't have the power to affect them. But I'm asking you, Lord, to move in the middle of the storm and save us. Somebody shout, save us, Lord. Save us, Lord. You know the first thing you got to do? You got to get up and move. You can't sit there and let the Spirit beat you down. You got to get up with some praise. You got to get up with some worship. I ain't giving up. I ain't quitting. I ain't backing down. I'm going to cry out to him. I feel it coming in. I feel it overcoming. But I'm not going to quit. My God, I feel him. They feared. Somebody shout, they feared. Even in fear. Even in fear. Even in fear. Even in fear, they go get Jesus. You can't let fear dominate your life. You can't let fear stop you. You can't let fear hold you down. Come on. Come on. And I say it with respect, but you're not the only one lost anyone. But those, and I hold Brother Jim up, Brother Matt high. Today. I pastored 38 years. I know how people act. Why wouldn't your church? Well, you know, I just lost. It's a great Ann, a great, my God, be at church. Lost his wife. He's here today. Mom, here today. I respect that. Some people just want attention. Well, I'm coming to you, honey. Some people just want attention from the self. That's all I hear. Some people, they're dying. And everybody says, well, this is a revival for the family. Maybe if they lose him, the God's going to say, uh-uh. But Jesus died and didn't even save the world. I'm here to tell you right now, that storm will cause fear, but it's how you react, how you come out of the storm. You got to start reacting. I ain't sitting here and let it dominate my prayer life. I ain't sitting here and let it dominate my worship life. I ain't sitting here and let it take my praise away from God. I ain't sitting here and let it dominate my faith. He can still heal. He can still perform miracles. He can still do things and wonders and signs. Come on now. Come on, church. I ain't sitting here. I just know the will of God. I know the will of God. First thing that old devil tried with me, when my mom and dad, how many days I come out, I remember my dad right here, and my mom right here. In my mind, I can see them. Oak, dark wood caskets. Blue lining, light blue lining, baby blue lining. And that devil would speak to me, Sister Tony, and say, I won. If God loved you, he'd have left you one of them. And man, that old grit down in me, and that old fight rose up in me, and that word rose up in me, and I say, shut your mouth. I didn't lose anything. I just gained. And you didn't win. I said, the word tells us who wins in the end. And I can tell you, devil, you've already lost. You've already lost, but they've gained heaven. They've gained eternal life. You're the one that's lost. Some of you need to get on your feet and tell the devil, shut your mouth. You ain't won nothing yet. You ain't won this battle. You ain't won this trial. You ain't won the circumstances. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. But I know who's going to win. Somebody shout, I know who's going to win. Woo! My God, I know who's going to win. I know who's going to win. Whoo, I feel him. You can't allow. I hear sis going, get him, Jesus. Get him. You can't allow storms to determine your reaction to Jesus. Woo! Say it again. He's still God. You can't let the storm determine your worship. You can't let it determine your attitude. You can't let it ruin your character. Some people's family getting a tizzy. Pastor trying to step here. You don't correct my children. You don't correct my family. You don't do that. Your storm done told me what it'll do to you. But when you know the word of God, and you've got the word of God and the knowledge of God, you know no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, Jesus is right here with me. God is still alive. I know everything may be going chaotic. I know everything may be going wild. I know everything may be going crazy. But in the midst of the storm, it shows your character. I said it shows your character. It shows your relationship with Jesus Christ. It shows who you pray to. It shows who you trust. My God, it shows. It shows in the midst of it all. The Bible said fear. Fear overtook them, but they still reacted. They still reacted. Death took, but Jim, Brother Matt still reacted. They reacted to worship. Woo! A while ago when you, some of you sit here numb skull looking around like a blind man, Brother Matt was in the back. Some of you affected, your character's done been affected. But Brother Eddie, he's still a God. He's still God. I don't care what the storm tells us. I don't care what it brings us. It may overcome us, but he's still God. Your character determines how you come out. And your character can prolong the storm. Oh, I feel it now. He's talking to me now. Whoa, whoa. Your character can be that the storm is ain't nothing but a tension getter for you. About to look at what I'm going through. Look at what I'm doing. Uh-uh. I don't want to be that way. I want to get his attention. I said, I want to get his attention. I don't want to let the waves and the wind that's overcoming the boat, Brother Jim, determine my character. I don't want to let it set me down and want a lot of pity on my back. And oh my, and oh her. Oh no, 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 no. I want my character to be known in the midst of fear, in the midst of a battle, in the midst of a heartache. Come on. Come on, church. I'm here to tell you now, when you look at this precious woman in the face, you're going to look at a face that had a mind determined. No matter what storm may come, she didn't look at an excuse to stay home. She was looking at a way to come to the house of God. She was looking at a way to come. It showed her character. It showed her relationship with Jesus. Is there anybody in the house? Is anybody in the house looking for Jesus today? I know fear may be trying to dominate, but I'm here. Jesus. They're looking. Fear was trying to overcome. They go to Jesus. Woo! Man, I'm feeling him now. My, Jesus, we're about to overcome by a storm. Now, this is my conversation, I believe. Now, boys, I've been knowing how you're feeling. I know you're fearful. I know you're hurting. I know you're afraid that you're fixing to lose your family. I know you're going through some hardships. I know you're going through some tough times. He read their mind. But he said, oh, you faithless. But at the same time, I have a question. Jesus, why are you calling them faithless when they're there hollering for you? Hear what happened. He was rebuking their reaction. He would, yes, he was. He was rebuking their reaction. Come on now. He said, if you'd just, my view is, and reading and knowing the word, he would have said, hey, if you'd just stayed out there and stayed in the storm and not ran to me like it was going to kill you, that's faith. Is anybody following me?
If you'd have just stayed there and acted like that the storm wasn't going to hurt you, that's faith. It's your reaction. Come on, it's your reaction. But the old prophet, old brother guy, told me one time, and I got it, wrote some things, wrote down. He said, you watch women and men. You watch boys and girls. You watch their reaction in a battle. He said, it will confirm their character. He said, but you want to know their faith? Woo! He said, watch where they stand. Sister Lynn, I thought about you. I thought about how you stand in your adversities. She don't waver. She don't say it's going to get us. She don't say it's going to defeat us. Sister Patterson, she don't say that, does she? She don't say it's going to overcome us. You'll hear her words say, we're going to make it. We're going to defeat this. I'd rather have a testimony about my life when I go on as her and Sister Darlene and some old sour-faced saint of God. It's in the mullet grubs all the time telling how bad it is. There's storms that overcome us, but it's how we stand, where we stand, it makes a difference. And I'm here to tell you, some of you are in a storm. I know Jesus is on board, but he's trying to tell somebody, just stand. Don't move. Don't run. Don't bend and don't bow. My God, he's a healer. He's still a healer. He's still a... That devil trying to work on our mind and say if God was a healer, he'd heal her. Devil, you're a liar. She's already healed. There's a healing service between here and there. Blind eyes shall see, deaf ears unstopped, and the lame shall walk. You tell me where you are, how you react to a message like this. Some people ain't so spiritual. The old prophet told me the other day, he said, there are some folks on the verge of just trying to find an excuse to quit. Yeah, but Jim, we talked about it, haven't we? They're just trying to find an excuse. I want to say thank you for all of you that got to go visit her. Thank you, Sister Pam, for spending a day with her. Thank you. Thank all of you. Sister Vicky, for your tremendous help. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Atkins. Oh, thank you. Margaret, you got to go see her last Sunday, didn't you? Got to visit with her. Sister Mary and Maud Dyson went over Wednesday night after church. And boy, she was happy to see saints of God. She was so thankful to come because she was feeling, I'm just in the way. I'm just in the way. I'm just taking up time. I'm going to tell all of you something. I'm going to tell you to your face. You better slow your life down. When I grew up, I'm going to say it. When I grew up, if there was somebody sick, we wouldn't have seen them. Come on. Oh, you getting quiet because you know I'm coming to your house. But life is dominating us. Dominating our own world. Oh, I got this from my grandkids. I got this from my kids. I thank God this summer that none of my kids are playing summer league ball. I told them they're running their life. They're spinning their life for nothing. Going, going, going. Ain't even made no memories. Come on. Brother Mike. Where's Brother Mike? Mike's in the back of security. I remember making memories. We rode bikes during the day. Played in the fields and mud. Come on. But Jim, we did all kind of stuff, made memories. It wasn't dad, mom about to burn their car up, taking us here and taking us there. We made memories together. Never forget, I'm going to say this, and this goes along with my message. I grew up with some cousins, the most toughest human beings on earth. They wasn't sissies, and the sissies never come of our family come and got with us. I said, the sissies never got with us. You ask old Brother Lee. We busted him up in football. He got up. We said, you all right? He kept playing. Went home, and Aunt Ruth said, boy, you got broke ribs. Went to the doctor. He had broke ribs. Come on. My brother Mike, we rode bikes down a bike trail, a motorcycle trail. We went down a hill, around the curve, and off of that curve was a deep, about 15-foot drop into some old cut-over pines. We went around that curve. We stopped. We hollered, Mike. He said, yeah. I said, come on, we're leaving you. We knew he was coming buck wild. Mike bladed back, come around it. He didn't see that curve. He was like Evel Knievel when airborne. All we heard was the breaking and the crashing of trees down below. We walked to the side of it and said, you all right? He said, I'm going to kill y'all. I'll tell you a story. Got back up. We pulled his bike back up. Got back on it. We got memories. Snow come in our community. We got Brother Mike Anglin, their brother-in-law. Jim, was you in the car with him? Was in the car. Me and Mike was up on a hill. They come down the hill. I said, Mike, let's make a snowball. Throw it in his windshield. At the time, we made a snowball. And that snowball was rocks. Mike said, throw it. I said, it's too heavy for me. You throw it. Mike throwed it. It come through the windshield. It was his windshield. Why are you saying that? We got memories. I could tell you 100 of them. And when I tell you we played football all day long in a cornfield, Jim played barefooted in mud and snow and cold all day long, and none of us got the flu. All day long. Get your kids outside. I love my wife. Man, my grandkids at home, when it's raining, she said, get outside and play. Some of you don't get outside. You get sick. You speaking on them. You're going to get sick. Every time they get a runny nose, you go to the emergency room. That's why my health care is going up. They sick. Let's go to the hospital. Oh, I'm right. But I never get outside, play in the mud. Why are you saying that for? I'm here to tell you, when you got memories, you got strength. When you got memories, you got hope. How many's got memories of God bringing you through a storm? Has anybody got a memory? He's carried you through rough places. He's carried you through battles. He's carried you through circumstances. It seemed like it would overcome you. I'm here to tell you, anybody got a memory? Can I tell you, you need to pull that memory up today and say, if God did it before, he'll do it again. I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him. Somebody get your memory together. Brother Roy, he ain't left us. He ain't forsaken us. He's still here with us. Anybody feeling? I got memories of God seeing us through. I got memories. Oh, I got memories. I got memories. I got memories. Oh, in the Holy Ghost in closing, where we stand, how we react determines how we're going to come out. I'm going to go back for a moment when Jesus rebuked them for not having faith. It wasn't he was rebuking them for coming to him. He was rebuking them for not standing where they were. I don't know about you, but he's had to rebuke me a lot of times. because I'm screaming at his throne, Jesus! What? What do you need, my son? I'm in a storm. I knew that. I know where you are. I know what you're going through. I know. Oh, faithless son. I've tried, Brother Eddie, many times just to stand there. And I would just shake, feeling the storm, trying to practice his word. Trying to practice his word. Come on, folks. You ever find yourself there trying to practice? But flesh, emotions. Can I tell you what? We don't want to lose. So we run to him. But what he wants is us to be able just to stand, knowing that the storm is not going to overcome us. Church, I feel him today. Let me feel him. Storm ain't going to overcome us. I said the storm ain't going to overcome us. The storm ain't going to win. It ain't time to run. It ain't time to hide. It's time to just stand. I'll say it to you behind your back to your face. I admire, man, your faith, your brother Matt. Well, some people in your room, you're going through things. You're just sitting there in a third world country. When they're doing this. Oh, let's stand our feet. Thank you so much, your kindness, church. How many have heard a word for him? Memories. I could tell you a lot of memories. I said again, I thank God for my wife. She's one of them Hatchet Hill girls. And I'm proud I got her. I told her this morning yesterday, I said, you could be a Marine. Tough. Energy like crazy. Them batteries couldn't outlast her. I got to get another jug. I done eat half of it to keep up with her. But she'll tell her grandkids, get outside in that rain, play. So then they're going to remember that. They're going to remember that. Get there playing that mud. They come in there muddy. They nasty. Strip off. Go in the bathtub. All the time. Climbing on hay, climbing on top of the barn. You ever see them? They look like snakes crawling under the door of the barn. Got dust and dirt all over them. I said, one thing about it, they ain't going to be no sissies. I want to say that to say this. What we do right now determines how we outcome. Thank God for my raising. Thank God for my grandparents, my mom and dad who didn't pet me. All of you grew up in a family, stick your nose in the corner. My nose never went in the corner unless they knocked me in the corner. That's abusive. No, your generation, that woke generation, just have a timeout. You know what, Brother Roy? I'd hate to be raised, Brother Eddie, saying I never got a whooping. I never got no limb on me or belt on me. Now, Sister Tanya didn't. She was sneaky. No. My wife said, I don't remember her, about one whooping or something. Never, she ever got a whooping? Not many. Not as many as the rest of them. But how many thanks God that he corrects us? Anybody raised with a grandma who said, go out and get a limb and brought it back in and said that wasn't big enough? Lift your hands high. Brother Jim, I was there when we got our hiney tore up. I'm telling you, Brother Lee never got a whooping, did he? He got it from Aunt Ruth. He didn't get it from Mama. Aunt Ruth tore her head up. I told her one time, I said, I wish she was here. She'd get you right now. Say memories. Say this in closing. Don't you forget the memories that God put in your life that he can bring you out. How many remember a report when it was bad, but he turned it around? How many has ever been in need when he opened up the window of heaven? Brother Eddie, we got somebody with us. If we'll just stand, he's going to help us through it. Let's lift our hearts and hands and thank him for his spirit, his word. If you've got a memory of him bringing you through, I want you to bring that memory to the altar in closing. And I want you to say, Lord, if you did it then, you can do it now. I'm just going to stand now. I'm just going to stand. Come on. I'm just going to stand. Thank God for my memories. Thank God for my memories. Thank God for my memories. Come and stand, church. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.